This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride.
Do you guys ever work on your cars?
If I had one!
It's very satisfying. If you had a cool car, like mine, you could use eBay Motors.
Do you think that if I could get the individual parts and then assemble my own car?
Yeah, they do have over 122 million parts. Plus, with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time.
Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's EBAYMOTORS.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production with your hosts, Weary Wade, Modest Mark, and Bankable Bob. This week, the paragons of the pleasantly peculiar denounce the dastardly drudgery of the dreary drainer. Yes, it's time for That One Guy. You know the one. Please prime thy hostility and enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Distractable, the podcast where, we talk about whatever the host wants to talk about. I'm the host today, and then I get to judge my friends, how good or terrible their answers are, give them points, and one of them gets the host next week. I'm joined by them, Mark and Bob. Hey guys.
Hello.
We have a script. We have an opening.
Yeah, but I don't have to use it because I'm the host.
Yeah, you're right, I guess.
You didn't complain when I didn't use the script last time.
Yeah, but I mean,
I was thinking the same thing.
You whipped up a lovely tale. Like, Wade just made it seem like the most dry podcast
what
that
you
it
mean
could
is
ever be.
You liked mine and you didn't like Wade.
Exactly. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
I will take the dub.
Mm. Everyone, buckle in. This is the podcast of all podcasts. Welcome to Distractable!
Would that have been better if I'd gone like that?
Yes. I love that. That was very fun.
Yeah. That was epic.
Okay. Well, make that the whole intro. Change all my pitches to sound like that. Cool. Here we go. It'll be fixed in post. Anywho, how are you guys doing today?
How goes the day?
Pretty good. Yeah.
That sounds fascinating. Tell me more.
Well, haven't eaten yet.
I just did. It was great.
You haven't eaten yet? Yeah, take care of yourself, man.
Well, no, I'm just waiting to eat.
It's like lunchtime.
I'm good.
You can't eat while we're doing the podcast because you must savor each bite for at least 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, something like that. I feel like I don't need to explain my choices about how I feed myself and how I run
then
my
don't
life.
Don't eat then. Good. Don't eat.
Yeah, you know.
Good job.
Good for you.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'm trying to think desperately if anything new is going on with me. There's not things. My phone, man, wasn't sending and receiving text messages for no reason. And then I turned it off and on again, and now it is. So that's what's new with me.
I got the new 13 Pro, and for some reason, unlike my last phone, whenever it's plugged in and charging, it will just randomly vibrate throughout the night. And I'll think I'm getting a text or a notification or some kind. But the thing will just like once in a while just bzzz for no reason. And then I'll like wake up and I'm usually dependent on it for alarms for different things. If I gotta get up, I'll wake up and I'll go to reach for it. It'll be like, oh, your phone restarted. Like every other day. It's like, oh, your phone restarted. You gotta enter your passcode if you want to open it. It's like, why is it buzzing and restarting? What is it doing?
That's doesn't seem like it's working correctly.
When I plug it in and look, it's like, oh, your phone is auto set to optimally charge and will be done charging by X hour in the morning. It's like, okay. So it seems like it's doing right. It's actually charging, but why the random buzzing and why is it restarting so much?
I don't think it's supposed to do that. I'm not Mr. Tim Apple, so I'm no expert. But I would guess that's not how it's supposed to work.
I'm guessing whoever made Mark's computer monitor also made this phone.
No one knows what that even means.
Didn't we talk about that in a previous week or something?
I don't think we talked about it.
Mark, tell us about your computer monitor.
That was a thing we talked about not during a recording.
Oh.
We just talked about that.
Never
like,
mind. I will leave it vague. There is nothing to know about this monitor. It's a secret.
Okay, good. Mark's got magical, mysterious monitors that no one gets to know about. No, you know what did happen?
What?
Lexi had an ear infection.
Oof, poor puppy.
Mm. That's sad. I had to take her once a week for like 2 weeks. I had to take her in, get some medicine. It was bad. Bad ear infection. But it's fine now. But that's really sad.
I wonder if it's a time of year thing. Ours don't have an ear infection per se, but I think Ginger had yeast in her ears and Presley had a little bit of bacteria. Not enough to where they said that, like, they needed antibiotics. But they gave us like a medicine eardrop cleaner thing, like a cleaner of some kind.
Like a flush.
Yeah. So I've been cleaning their ears every day and that they've been kind of gunky, but they're like on the borderline of getting an ear infection. I wonder if it's like a time of year thing, though. I guess the seasons are very different where you're at than where I'm at, probably a little bit.
I think ours was because we had put Lexi up and she got a bath. And I think they were just not careful giving her a bath and they got water in her ear and it got an infection. She's never had an ear infection before. So I blame pet store, whatever, pet hotel people. What's it called where the dog stays? It's a hotel. Pet hotel. I blame you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, though. But when your pets hurt, that's like the worst.
It's very sad.
Mark, anything interesting you want to add?
No, not at all.
Great.
I got nothing.
All right. Well, I guess I'll move us along.
The topic for today's episode of Distractable is that one guy.
That was my epic voice attempt.
It's very close to becoming a pirate.
Mm.
It's like dangling over the edge of falling into pirate.
Topic for... No, that was French. That topic for... Topic. No. How do you pirate? Hold on, I'm going to find
there
this.
There are French pirates.
Wait, you want me to be a pirate? The topic for today.
Yar, that one guy be the topic for today.
Wait, do your pirate. Oh, okay.
Ah, vivi.
The Eiffel Tower. Baguette.
Mon chéri. Walk the plank.
Anyway, don't be that guy. Like that guy. Define that guy, Wade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to hear what you think the definition is.
All right. So I think there's, I left it ambiguous for a reason. I think that there's any way to approach that one guy. But I think that one guy could just be someone who's like really annoying or just awful to deal with. There's also that one guy who's just like that guy that stands out for good or bad reasons. I've got a person in my family who stands out as being that one guy. I don't remember why I stepped outside, but I remember we were at like a family gathering and I stepped outside and this family member was standing outside as well. And they were acting a little bit strange. I thought, okay, well, maybe they just need like, well, maybe they're having a bad day or something. It's like, hey, how's it going? And that one question opened up all of the government alien conspiracy theories, how we were being listened to, our eyeballs. If we wore contact lenses, there were like tracking devices and our, like all of this weird shit just started pouring out in a conversation I was both fascinated by and wanted desperately to escape, all by like, hey, how's it going? Because this is a family member I'd never like really talked to before. It's like a distant relative, like at a family gathering reunion type thing. So I had no idea what kind of bag of worms I was opening, but like he will forever be that one guy to me because I remember going down this rabbit hole of like, I can't believe this is a real person that exists. This is like actually running into a flat earther. Like they're real. And that is kind of what got me thinking about this topic in general, was that one guy. But I think there's a million different ways to approach it. So if you've got other variants of that one guy, you know, male Karens or whatever, whatever you guys have in mind that makes you think, that one guy.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractible. That's rocketmoney.com/distractible. rocketmoney.com/distractible. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
I don't have any, like, banger personal stories, per se. I'm realizing, as I'm doing some quick research for this, I'm a little afraid I might be that guy. I found this article Primer magazine. So, top tier source, whatever the hell that is. It doesn't even have a date of publication, so God knows when this is from. But there's a couple of these. I'm a little afraid I might be that guy.
Uh-huh.
There's a list of six, and some of them don't fit me. But one of them is called Sunglasses Inside Guy. And I have reasons, okay?
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I wear sunglasses inside, and it's not like a cool thing. They're prescription, you know? I can't see. I'm not allowed to even drive a car without my prescription glasses on. And sometimes all I have with me are my sunglasses, even if it's like dusk or evening, even if I'm inside a building. Does that make me look like a jerk? Am I that guy?
Probably depends on the context, but, you know, it could, I guess.
It's 8 p.m. on a Wednesday, and I'm at the grocery store because we need milk and I need some Doritos. And I'm also getting a Diet Mountain Dew because they like Diet Mountain Dew. And I'm at the self-checkout with my sunglasses on, with those three things in my arms. Am I that guy? You have to be honest. Mm. You have to be honest. Am I that guy?
I would more so feel that way if you had a lot more than three items.
Yeah.
That one guy, I feel like, would be the guy who has like 50 items and the 20 items are less line, also wearing sunglasses, probably has like a button-up shirt with like the first five buttons undone and their chest somewhat exposed, and they're probably talking on their cell phone and then also like snapping their fingers to get the attendant's attention at the same time. Like, there's a lot of combinations of things I imagine there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
I think that guy steps beyond just that, because that seems like that's superficial douchiness. And I think the overall qualification of that guy is just like that douche, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but there's another one on this list. Okay. I have another one on this list, and I'm afraid that it's me. Listen.
Okay.
This one is called the No Ambition Guy.
Okay.
This guy may work as a pizza delivery driver or may have some other part-time job. And if you ask them about why they still have that job or whatever, why they chose their career, they give you some bullshit. This is reading from the thing. They give you some bullshit about how it gives me a chance to do what I want, man. It's so great. I can wake up whenever and just play some video games. And, you know, I feel like that captures my everyday life. Maybe not. I don't even have a job. I just do this.
Mm.
I just play video games. And I talk to you people. You too. You guys. You.
Mm.
Am I no ambition guy?
I don't think that either. These are just archetypes of people. That's not necessarily like, I mean, negative stereotypes. I mean, that guy is defined by a specific action or like a repeated action, but it's the basis of his personality in whatever social circle these action take place. Right?
Mm.
That guy who doesn't put his weights away in the gym, you know, that guy, that he's that guy, you know, it's not enough to put him in jail or like really go after him. Or maybe there is something like that guy does that kind of shit.
That guy who just kills kids all the way to work. Asshole. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. Yeah, exactly. It's like, don't be that guy.
I did come across one of these that reminds me of like what I've heard about you, Mark, like at least in college, where
we've heard about me. Wait, whoa.
Well,
hey.
You and Bob
have talked about how before YouTube and everything, you would have like your big idea of the month or the week or whatever.
Yeah.
And there is that one guy who never excels at anything, but tries a new thing every week rather than committing to something.
Wow.
Okay.
And wow. You have all stuck right. with YouTube.
What are you trying to find your passion in life?
Bob, the way Bob would talk about you in college is he'd be like sitting there like, I don't know, playing a video game or reading a newspaper or something. You'd walk in and be like, Bob, I got it. This is a great idea. This is going to make me rich. It's gonna be, this is it. This is the one. Like, that's how he worded it. And that's how this is worded too, is like that guy who just comes in.
That's not what I did.
That's not how I phrase it either.
No, that's exactly it.
You're being that guy that misinterprets everything.
I feel like that's true. I feel like you're dead on, dead accurate. Wade is being that guy right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I probably am.
I have said that before. The way that I say it is that we would get together and Mark would be like, new passion. All right, check this out. It would literally be like, it's been a week since we've hung out. And you would show up and be like, I've outlined an entire graphic novel and I've got some character sketches. And I've got, I've got like maybe a chapter or something. Like, you've done a ton of work on something that you just, this past week, you were just like, I'm going to try this now. Mm-hmm. I never once phrased it like, this is my $1 million idea. That's the kind of, that guy is the guy, I knew those dudes.
Yeah.
My major in college was organizational leadership.
I swear that it's been exaggerated before because I swear it's been worded that way.
No!
I had classes with those dudes who were like, this is my idea. I'm going to sell vitamin supplements online. But like, I know that guy. That wasn't,
I didn't mean like a pyramid scheme or something like that. It just like, there was a short amount of time about trying something before moving on to a new idea.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between like that guy who's like just jumping from idea to idea between and me who was just like, I don't know what I want to do, but I'm going to try a bunch of different things. Okay, whenever I tried something, I threw myself at it 100%. That's what I do. That's like a character.
That I believe.
That's like how I operate. And then as soon as I'm like, okay, well, this isn't working because I chased it down as far as I could and I see the scope of what the work could be, I'm like, I don't know if this is like really what I want to do. And then like I just keep trying things until I found YouTube, which is like, oh, I see where this could take me and I see the kind of things I could learn from this and I think I could handle this. And that's that.
Random side tangent. Was there an idea that you felt like maybe you could have pursued a little bit more or like that you really were close to like sticking with but then moved on from? Was there like one that jumps out at you?
I mean, not really. Because like the thing, I did numerous different things. I did programming. I was trying to like do game design. I was trying to do like write a book, do graphic novel. All those things are very long-term investments of time with no chance of success or not no chance of success, but very little chance of success after you already do things. And for the majority of those, I didn't have the skill set to go into the endeavor, but I explored it because I was like, I wonder if this is something that I really like to do. Like I was trying to find joy out of what I was doing. And there was a type of joy in pursuing something. There was a type of joy in just being like, I want to explore this and see where it goes. And then you discover later that the act itself doesn't really like fulfill you in a way, but the pursuit of different things and trying to explore that is kind of like a joy in and of itself.
That's fair. I guess you dodge being that one guy in that instance.
Then. That one guy. Oh, thank you. Wow. Yeah, thank you.
I did find a meme of that one guy that's a really like specific one, but one that I thought of recently. I don't know if Ryan, the only Ryan, shout out to you. I don't know if he had his gain turned up the other day. We were streaming House of Ashes, and like every time he would like get jump scared, he would like breathe heavily, but I could hear his breath really loudly in my ears. It would scare me and I would jump. And there's a picture, there's a meme of this guy who's got like a headset mic taped to his cheek, but where the microphone is right under his nose.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that because I mean, this is not usually Ryan. Ryan's got high quality audio, but for some reason his breathing, this one stream was just loud. But there is always that one person you get into a call with who sounds like they're just either got super low quality microphone or they're just breathing right into it in your ears for forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's another, just a minor that one guy. There is the one person that's like... the entire call.
So on this call that we're on, who's that guy?
Yeah, who's that guy?
I don't know if there always has to be that one guy, but a lot of times...
You just said there always is.
Well, okay. In larger groups or larger calls, I suppose. Like, you're playing an online game, right? You're playing, like, a Call of Duty or something, and you're using the voice chat for some godforsaken reason.
So what you're saying is, if you're using voice chat in, like, a bigger group game, or if you're hanging out with a big group of friends or whatever in the Discord or whatever, and you don't hear anyone, like... like you don't hear that,
then it's you.
It's you. You're that guy.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, gentle listeners.
Yeah, if you think that these aren't real, then you're probably the one.
That's not good.
It makes sense. It makes sense. If you don't think about it too much, if you squint your brain, it makes sense. Yeah, I get it. I feel it.
I had an experience in Phasmophobia the other day. So Phasmophobia added this new map, a new game mode. They had a nightmare mode, a new map called the campsite. And in the campsite, there's this campfire. And sitting by the campfire is just like an acoustic guitar laying against like one of the chairs. And immediately all I could think of is like, campfire guitar guy. Don't want to be campfire guitar guy. Don't want to be that one guy. Mm-hmm. And I was hunting this ghost, forget what the ghost's name was, but one of the audio clues is to figure out where it was. It randomly played the guitar, like it just strummed it. So I heard the guitar play and I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. We actually have a campfire guitar guy ghost. And I jokingly said that it was a yokai. And yokais are the ghosts that get angry and are more likely to hunt. If you're talking and using your microphone, it can hear you and it gets more agitated and more likely to hunt.
Sure.
And I said that because I was like, well, if there's one thing that campfire guitar guy doesn't want, it doesn't want people talking while they're trying to steal the show and have all eyes on them. Uh-huh. And it ended up being a yokai. But it made me think of that one guy, campfire guitar guy. Not to point any fingers at anybody that I know, but I do know a couple of campfire guitar guys that carried around guitars or carry around guitars and not necessarily did it for the whole same reasons as the stereotype. But I definitely think of, like, you know, you watch a movie and there's a stereotypical guy that, you know, people are sitting on the beach and they're all having a fun conversation. Someone's just like, oh, by the way, let me play Wonderwall for you. And they pull out their acoustic guitar out of nowhere and everyone has to stop talking and just put their eyes on campfire guitar guy who's miraculously not wearing a shirt, you know, hair drooped down to their shoulders, muscly playing their guitar. And everyone's just like, well, we were talking and having a good time, but I guess we'll just stare at you now. And I got that ghost in Phasmophobia, but that's another that one guy. No campfire guitar guys?
I've never experienced that in real life ever.
No, you talk about campfire guitar guy way more than anyone has ever experienced campfire guitar guy. Because I know this is a thing that you talk. You're campfire guitar guy talking about campfire guitar guy. You literally mention campfire guitar guy.
He's real.
At any turn. I remember when I was playing the guitar like for the tour and I was like, yeah, I'm trying to improve and better myself. And you're like, oh, here comes campfire guitar guy with his guitar. I think you just hate people that play guitar.
I might. Maybe I do.
I think you do.
I will say another funny moment. I was on stream with Tyler and I forget what we were doing. And I don't know, we were like in between games or something. I don't remember. But he randomly pulled out his guitar and started like singing and playing guitar in the middle of the stream. And I was like, oh my God, he's campfire guitar guy now too. Maybe it is me. I don't know.
I think you're that guy, Wade.
Yeah.
I think two or three times, like in the middle of streams, I've had someone just pull out a guitar and start playing guitar. It's like, well, we were talking and playing games, but I guess now we'll just all stop and listen to you play fucking Wonderwall. Go for it.
Whoa, man. Whoa, easy.
Oh God, it's campfire guitar guy.
I'm sorry, what? I was too busy trying to play Wonderwall.
If you've never experienced campfire guitar guy, guys, you both are guitars now. I know you have guitars.
I am guitars.
If you've never experienced it, you're him. You're both him.
I am guitar man.
My entire friend group is campfire guitar guy.
It's gonna be okay, man. It's gonna be okay.
Calm down, buddy.
I don't want to host anymore. Anything, I need to resign. I need to go. I need to find a new direction in life.
Uh-huh. I feel like in this past couple, I don't know, year and a half or whatever it's been, not being in public, I feel like I've lost touch with those guys in the world, you know? Uh-huh. I'm not in public places anymore, but it's coming back to me. You know what was the worst? School was the worst. Or those guys.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is with people? The thing for me was always like, it's the end of class. Everything is wrapped up. Maybe there's like 5 minutes left in class or whatever, right? It's like, oh, kind of done early. Cool, cool, cool. And the teacher is like, whatever, erasing the board, wrapping up. And half-heartedly, the teacher turned back to the class over their shoulder and is like, oh, you know what? Anyone have any questions before we go? And even the teacher is like, I feel like I should say this as the teacher of this class. Nobody asked me any questions. I'm going to throw this out and let's get the hell out of here. There was always in every class, even if it was a stupid class, it was like public speaking in college. And the teachers, well, today we covered how to tell a story. And the teachers are like, any questions? And that one kid in the front row in class just raises their hand and is like, well, you said we should start with something interesting, like a hook. What's interesting? Like, why? Why would you take that offer? Why would you ask that question?
Why would you take the offer to ask a question?
Why? Who cares? It's school. I'm not here to learn. I'm here to go home. God damn. And it's not like there wasn't a previous opportunity. The teacher is teaching the class the whole time. And it's like, all right, so we've just covered beginning, middle, and end. We just talked about how in the conclusion, you really want to make sure you restate your important points. You summarize, you know, your story so that you really get the important parts in there. Any questions about that? That's when you asked that question about that part. You don't wait until the end of class. If you had asked that question at the point where it was appropriate to ask it, we wouldn't be sitting here for the last 5 minutes of class indulging your question while everyone else was totally checked out, half standing up out of their chairs with their backpack on their shoulder like, all right, no, no, God damn it.
I remember we had a kid in a math class. I'm trying to remember which one it was. I remember this entire math class, we were all dreading that day's assignment, and the teacher forgot to give it to us. And we were like, the bell was about that. We were all about to leave class, and this kid raises their hand and is like, is there any homework tonight? And he's like, oh yeah, thanks for reminding me, and then proceeded to tell us.
Ooh.
But that was not like the only, there was like three or four times that they did that, where we were like, oh my God, we're gonna get out of here without getting homework assigned. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And then they're like, excuse me, before we leave, everyone, if you could have a seat again. Homework? I think everyone in the class turned and just stared death daggers at this fucking kid, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
The moment we would be dismissed, if I was in that scenario, I would rush over to that kid's seat, push them out of it, sit in it, and just fart so hard. Like, make them question if I just shit my pants. And then leave without saying a word, because that kid is the worst. That's happened to me as well, and I didn't do that. But now that I'm grown, I know what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
Of course, of course. You know, well, what that guy reminds me of?
Mm.
And this is just like the land of that guy is Florida Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Florida Man is definitely that one guy.
What the hell happens in Florida?
Dude.
Like, god dang.
Dude, everything happens in Florida. All occurrences, all realities converge onto Florida, and they all spill out of the multiverse. I just, like, there's a subreddit that's just dedicated to Florida Man, and, like, just reading some of these are just, like, naked Florida Man chases people and cops around Chick-fil-A parking lot telling them they're gay for looking at his penis, and I'm
oh my god.
And I was like, but the headline's saying that he chases cops. Like, this cop is running away, like, oh, I don't want to be gay. And he's like, ha ha, look at my dick. Like, how is everyone running from this man? Okay, if there was a man that was just completely naked yelling at me to look at his penis, or else, I guess I would run away as well.
Yeah, well, what are you going to, you're saying you're not going to run? What are you going to let him do? Grind on you? A naked guy comes running at you and you're just like, I'll chance it.
I just found three random Florida Man headlines I'll read just to help prove our point here.
Yeah, go for it.
From June 27th, 2012, Florida Man chews off another man's face. I think we all know that story. Mm. That guy got high and ate the dude's face. October 23rd, 2014. Florida Man, once arrested for fighting drag queen with tiki torches, runs for mayor.
Well, sure.
Yeah, apparently, the dude was once dressed in an ironic KKK costume at a Halloween party when he got into a brawl with someone. I can't believe someone would be offended by them wearing an ironic KKK costume. How funny. Mm. January 1st, 2015. Florida man trapped in unlocked closet for 2 days. Those are just three random that one guys to pull from. There are so many. Like, isn't it a thing where you search your birthday in Florida Man to find out a headline on your birthday of Florida Man?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
How are people in Florida still alive? Shouldn't they all be dead from being so stupid by now?
I mean, not quite. There's plenty of Florida men. Florida man causes $100,000 in damage to Walmart liquor store. Walmart liquor store? What? Under construction with hot-wired forklift. Gives police his name as Alice Wonderland and says hookah smoking caterpillar told him to do it.
Florida man desperate for a ride to a Hooters calls 911. Florida man insists the syringes pulled from his rectum aren't his.
I mean, they may not be. Someone may have put them there. You never know.
Jesus.
Florida man arrested for having sex with stuffed Olaf snowman inside Target.
Do you want to bang a snowman? All right, but anyway, yeah, you're Florida. That's a good one. Florida Man, is there's so many. We could spend a whole episode just reading Florida Man headlines.
We could.
If you guys listen and have never gone down the rabbit hole of looking up Florida Man headlines, you will not regret it if you do. Unless you end up there. Florida Man ends up trapped reading Florida Man headlines for a week without food and water.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential?
You're talking about the potential?
The potential. You thought to yourself, oh, a little elbow grease, some fresh installs, a little bit of love. You could transform that body full of rust into a baby that's all your own.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to transform my ride.
Your ride's more like Schrodinger's ride. If you don't think about it, it both does and does not exist.
It is possible.
But on eBay Motors, anything is possible. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. They got brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
With eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Are we all just reading Florida Man headlines right now?
Yeah.
Anywho, all right, where were we? That one guy. Lots of great Florida Man stories.
I feel like Florida Man and school are great sources.
Yeah.
What are their places?
There was this guy, I don't know what his deal was, but in school, I don't know if you remember him, Wade. He would just, in the hallways in between classes, he would just scream at people randomly as if trying to scare them. I don't remember who this was, why he did this, but he would just be walking up. I remember one incident, he was up down the stairs and this like girl was passing by and he just turned and go, "Rah!" and then just stare at him. I'm like, what are you trying to accomplish? You're not the class clown, clearly. You're class psycho? Is that what you're going for? I have no idea.
You don't
remember
this guy's name?
No, I don't remember. No, he was a taller guy. I just have no idea. I never engaged with him, oddly enough, so.
Weird.
Never bothered to learn him.
I don't remember that one. That's one I feel like should stand out, but I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's probably like, I mean, I'm sure that you can find that one guy anywhere. That one guy in the friend group, that one guy at work, one guy at school.
Nah, but some of them are more powerful and more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any of these in my life. I guess I would say, Mark, you're maybe the closest thing I have to this. Oof, but not,
you're what? Closest to that one guy.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
But like, modernly, there's a big theme of that guy who's always talking about crypto and or meme stocks.
Oh, yeah. Crypto bros.
And like, you don't do this. You talk about it a little because I think you're curious about it. And like, we've talked about this before. You're not that guy where every conversation is like, "Oh, bro, I found this new coin. It's on the Ethereum blockchain. And you really got to get in on this right now." Like, I feel like that's such a weird, it's like a hobby, but the hobby involves money.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
To me. Day trading has kind of always attracted a certain type of people, you know, fast money people that think that if they're cleverer than everyone else, they can get it rich and everyone else is a fool because they see the bigger picture beyond it. And crypto has been like the biggest beacon for that guy to come rushing towards it. Like, everyone and their mother's like a crypto genius because they bought a coin and it happened to go up and they're like, "I'm fucking incredible. I'm so smart." And then they make another bet and then it loses immediately, much like we talked about last week with the Squid Game cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I just keep up with it because I just want to see how things go horribly wrong.
No, yeah, it's fascinating to me to see all the new stuff coming out and all these people who get sucked in to like the pump and dump scams and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those guys are like the exact reason that you can do a pump and dump scam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With crypto things,
yeah.
Because they're unregulated. And for anyone out there listening who doesn't know, essentially it's start a new coin, hold the majority of it, it's valueless, and then you pay someone to like tweet about it, you pay FaZe Clan to promote it, whatever, you like pay people, and then as soon as it has any value whatsoever, you sell it all, it goes back to being valueless, except now other people are holding the valueless crap, and you've made some money off these idiots.
Uh-huh.
And like, those crypto bros are the people who completely make that, I don't know. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Hey, you guys want to make a cryptocurrency and promote it here and then sell it real quick? Get rich?
Distract token.
You'll forget what you were talking about as you lose all your money.
But hey, you'll own lots of Distract token.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the venereal disease blockchain, and boy, is it killer. To the moon! Past the moon, around Earth, back to the moon for a slingshot, all the way out to like Neptune or some shit. Far, far beyond the moon. All your dreams will come true, and I will become so, I mean, we will become so rich.
We, the three of us, right?
We, not you. You disgusting normies.
Well, they were talking specifically just to me for a minute until you said normies plural. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, everyone who's not us, we're special.
Yeah.
It's our coin.
We're those one guys.
I'm trying to think. I don't know why this episode has turned into a brainstorm, but I'm just trying to think of all the guys.
To somebody, we are that one guy.
Yeah, I'm still kind of afraid I'm that guy to people.
I mean, everyone's that guy to somebody, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think, if you're somebody's that guy, what guy do you think you are to that person? What's the thing that you do or talk about or whatever that like someone else sees and is like, ugh, that guy. God.
I mean, if you want to go base level, it's just like, I'm that YouTube guy. Ugh, this fucking guy with his easy job of playing video games. Like, ugh. Can't believe that guy.
I think Mark and I are both at sometimes that guy that's really slow to respond to texts or get back to people.
Oh, I'm that guy.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely that guy.
I'm bad about that at times too. And what, I don't know, I'm sure I'm probably that loud, obnoxious, annoying guy who talks over people.
Sometimes. I think we're all that guy. It's kind of the nature of the job. This is just my personal complex about it, but I feel like if we're talking about our public perceptions, I'm that guy who's just famous for being friends with a famous person.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just and friends.
Forever and friends, yeah.
Oh, come on, guys. That's a respectable position. You should be honored.
No, it's working out great, man.
You remember there was a time where we went to we were all three going to do a panel together at like PAX West or something. No, it wasn't West. It was either South or East. Uh-huh. And I remember we were walking up to like where security was, and they let you through, and they stopped Bob and I, and they're like, wait, are you guys like the camera crew or something? And we're like, no, we're also on the stage. We're on the panel too. And like, they looked at each other for a moment before they let us through. Do you remember that, Bob? When we were the camera crew?
I mean, that's happened to me multiple times. I always have trouble getting in places. I'm not cool enough. I never have the right badge.
I just remember the three of us were walking very distinctly together, and they let Mark through and like stopped us to ask us if we were the camera crew.
I thought you were going to bring up the one where we were doing a panel. I forget what mine was, but there was like a sign outside that was like, next panel up, Markiplier and friends, Wade, Lord, Space, Minion 7. And I think I was just described as Bob Meiskerm. And we both looked at the sign and were like, aw, guys.
Well, there were a couple times they got my name wrong. I was Lord Space Minion 77 on one.
It's quality. It's classics.
Your name, I remember they put like the Y before the U or something one time. You're like Mewskerm or something.
Mewskerm.
Yeah.
It happens.
Oh, they put your username as your last name one time too. You were Bob Meiskerms or something.
Has that happened to you, Mark?
Hmm.
You haven't always been as famous as you are. Have you ever had any hilarious goofs with people introducing you or things?
I mean, YouTube, when they sent me my gold play button, they misspelled my channel name.
No way.
Well, they didn't misspell it, but it was Markiplier Space Game.
Oh, no.
Games?
Games. That's not it.
Yeah. And so, like, for those of you who don't know, my first channel got deleted or it demonetized or whatever you want to call it. Like, I couldn't sell ads on it anymore. So I had to make a new channel. So I called it Markiplier Game because that's why I was playing games. And then eventually I got to change it back. But then YouTube, they sent just a completely wrong thing. And I thought, don't you just like copy and paste what's at the top of the URL and put it there? Like, who did this?
About once every 2 months, your very last video on your first channel still gets promoted to me. It's like, the channel is dead. Long live the channel. Vlog or whatever the hell it was called. Yeah. That like once every 2 months, it's like one of my most recommended videos.
Yeah.
Legit.
It is legit. Apparently that channel can be monetized again, so I could always go back to that.
Start over. Why not?
Start posting there, just see it happens.
Yeah, see if anybody knows. I'll just use it as my extra channel. Whatever.
Well, I did always wonder, because you were Markiplier Game. I was like, so when are we getting Markiplier Vlog, Markiplier Sings, or Music, or whatever? Like, isn't the game to have as many channels as possible?
Didn't you have a Stream VOD channel at one point, though?
I still do. It's still there. It's called Markiplier Twitch.
Is that yours? I thought was fake.
Oh, no, that's real. That's mine.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there, all right.
I reported it for impersonating you, I think.
Thanks,
man. Well, because it's like, it doesn't look official. It looks like somebody ripped your stream VODs.
It's really awful and shitty looking. It seems like a horrible imitation of you, Mark. We reported it for you, buddy.
Yeah, that's not the Mark I know.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Got your back, buddy.
The first drunk Minecraft is on that channel because it's a stream of the first time that we got drunk and played Minecraft. I don't know if it was all three of us, but I did at least. Yeah, I just played drunk Minecraft drunk.
Dude, 9 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, no, this is ancient history.
Long time ago, dude.
I know, 9 years.
Markiplier's Minecraft Adventure, Yogbox. Yeah. Oh, that's not us.
No, that's not.
That's not us.
I'm not going to say when we're recording this episode, but I think by the time it airs, we will be definitely past my 9 year anniversary posting my first video, which was November 19th of 2012.
Wow.
Dude.
I started like 7 months after you, Mark? 8 months?
When are you going to finish? What's that game called?
Catan.
The board game. Catan.
When are you going to finish Catan?
When are you going to bring back Catan and finish it?
I actually did play a little bit on my tablet whenever we were down in Texas. I played a little Catan for old time's sake.
Catan. Mm.
Catan.
Hey guys, welcome back to Settlers of Catan. I'm Lord Minion 777.
No, way more muted than that. Dude, I miss Kitchen Wade. Those were the days. Hey guys, welcome back to Settlers of Catan.
I do miss the hairline. The rest of it,
There's no growing back, buddy.
I don't know if I can ever go clean shaven again. Ever since somebody pointed out that whenever I'm clean shaven, the like gap right underneath my nose looks like a dick. I don't think I can go back to being clean shaven now.
You can't let one person bullying you get you away
it
from
works.
Ever being clean
I
shaven.
I now can't look at my own shaved face without seeing a dick above my lip.
Man, you can't let that affect you. Yeah, they're getting to you. They're that guy is getting to you.
That guy got through.
Really cut you deep.
I'm now just dick upper lip. That's how I see me.
Old dick lip.
The hair hides the dick.
What were we talking about?
That one guy at one point.
Oh, that one guy. That's right.
That one guy, right.
You know who's that guy that I don't mind generally, that I kind of find
enjoyable?
Yeah, I don't know if you had this. Growing up in my neighborhood, we always had that one house, presumably with that one guy living in it. It was always one holiday. One of them was Halloween. One of them was Christmas. They would just go fucking apeshit with decorations. Like, a lot of people would do Christmas lights. A lot of people would do, like, pumpkins and you know, maybe spider webs with decorations for the holidays where you decorate your house. But we had one house where it was, like, every square inch of yard was lit, had an inflatable, had a big sign or something. It was like a beacon to space for Christmas decorations. And we had one house where the whole front yard would become like a semi-enclosed haunted yard every year. Those guys, I like those guys. They were fun.
That's nice.
Fun houses. I don't mind those guys.
Do you remember the first time that the dude programmed the lights to play along with the music? Like when that was first like a viral thing?
I do. I remember when that was back in the days of emailing videos to each other.
Imagine being that dude's like next door neighbor and like try to decorate and you're dealing with like the programmed like do 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 do
man over here.
Well, you didn't, you know, what they, you didn't know is that they had to deal with 13 weeks of him constantly dun 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 dun, dun. Fuck. God damn it.
Oh, I'm so close.
If the fucking light could just go with the beat. Fuck.
The weeks leading up.
Why did you when you're supposed to That's what you missed out on.
I thought you were gonna say the 2 straight months of every night at 6:45 p.m. cars lined up and down the street. What do you have, some sort of emergency? You need to leave your house? Fuck you. It's showtime. Your neighbor is entertaining the masses, so you better stay the fuck inside for the next hour. Because you know those people are going to get there early, watch a show, hang out, take some pictures. You aren't going nowhere.
Yeah, I live at a house in L.A. where it was near the whatchamacallit, a stadium.
Did you live near Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, near Dodger Stadium. And so whenever there was a show there, not a game there, like a show, show, it attracted a different crowd that didn't know the roads as well as the baseball crowd because they know how to get into the stadium. So there was, I think it was like Beyonce or something like that. And my road is not connected to the stadium road at all. But if you look on the map, there's like a dirt path that can kind of go in the direction of it. I was blockaded for the rest of the night and way into the morning. I could never leave my home because there was just a train of cars that would go up, hit this dead end, and then have to like shimmy a backup around go around all the people. And meanwhile, they're like, you can't go that way. It's a dead end. Yeah. And everyone's like, I don't believe you, you fool.
I remember that street too. That was one of those very typical LA sort of streets where it's like parked on both sides, narrow.
Oh, yeah.
Like if there was traffic like that, I can absolutely see how basically turns into a bunch of parked cars in the road because there's no way out.
It sure did.
That's fun, man. That's fun.
Oh yeah, it was fun. But I didn't have to deal with that too much.
But you got to see all the shows for free, right? Because you had to deal with that.
I did.
Well, that's nice of him anyway. Oh, wait, actually, you know what? Speaking of the person who lived next to the guy with the ridiculous light show, I feel like I've seen a picture of one of those setups, the neighbor of the guy with the insane music, light, everything show just had a big sign in their yard with an arrow pointing at the neighbor that just said, ditto. Which is like just perfect.
Yeah,
it is. What else can you do at that point? I love thinking about the setup though in the weeks of like him testing it and just
I
having
like the idea of him rhythmically swearing. Duh, 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 fuck! Duh, 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 damn it! You know, normal stuff.
Yeah. Oh man, there's always that guy that tacks on his success to others, just like with the ditto sign or something like that. Or there's this amazing video of someone in a baseball game where they're the catcher, outfielder, whatever it is. He goes, dives, catches the ball. Everyone around him is trying to help him up. This guy comes in from 14 rows away, like, I'll help you. He's diving through the crowd to help this man. He's already up by the time he gets there, so he can't even put a hand on this baseball player. But then he throws his hands up in celebration after having plowed his way through everybody, knocks someone's phone out of their hand. It goes sailing off into the outfield. And then as he leans over, someone's looking down at the phone. He turns around and goes like, well, whatever, and knock someone's beer out of their hand. Like, just like in all of his effort to try to be a part of the moment, he just caused more calamity than ever. Like, just like, poof, pah, I want to be part of this. This is my spotlight.
That makes me think of like acceptance speeches where someone like wins like the Super Bowl or they win like an Emmy or something.
Super Bowl.
And like the first thing they do is like, I'd like to thank my family. I'd like to thank God for helping me win today. Because the implication is like that whoever didn't win, it's like, if only they'd had family or God on their side.
I don't know if that's what that implies. I don't know if that's what that means.
I don't know. I love the thought that people think God, like, you know, I'm not going to say whether I believe or disbelieve, whatever. People can believe what they want to. But, like, would God really care who wins a football game? I don't know. Would God care who wins an Emmy? Why you? Why did Leo not get his Oscar? Why'd God hate Leo for, like, 10 years? Why did it take him a decade to give Leo an Oscar? I don't know. What you doing up there, big guy?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Maybe I'm reading too deeply into this. I've always sort of thought about it as, like, they're thanking the people who supported them in their efforts. They're not, no, thank you to my wife for sneaking in and recording the Buffalo Bills training camp. Give me that information. Thank you to my kids for blackmailing their school friends.
Thank you, God, for preferring our team over the fucking Bills. What do they do? They don't deserve
it. Yeah, no, they're... I'm pretty sure people are thanking anyone they believe gave them support, and you know their faith or their church or whatever helped them perform to their best of their abilities.
Maybe they should be honest and thank themselves for performing well and earning it.
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
So the disingenuous, thank you to this person. When what they really mean is me.
Well, I mean, I think it is like sure the whole God argument, but there is a really interesting point of how you were criticizing people that thank their families. Like, yeah. It's just like, how, like, why
these
is that a problem to you?
A-holes.
No, that's really not.
Guy just won the Nobel Peace Prize. You know what the first word out of his liar sack of shit mouth was? Thank you to my family for supporting me in my efforts. This fucking guy.
What a garbage person.
You know what he said next? I want to thank you to the global community for believing in the goodness of humankind. What an idiot. Oh my god.
I thought about that. We were doing the You're Welcome tour, and I did like the Oscar speech in like the middle of the You're Welcome tour shows. I always thought about that whenever I was doing that. I was always like, man, who do I thank for my success this time?
Yeah.
Because I had to do it so much. It's like, who do I want to attribute success for?
Mm-hmm. It's good to know it was always so disingenuous.
after like the 10th like fake Oscar speech, it's like, you start to wonder, it's like, to look good, how do I give my success to someone else this time?
This is the whole reason why I think awards are dumb. Because if anyone actually went up there and said what was really honest, they would go up there and say, like, I worked really hard for this. I trained for years or whatever, or I practiced forever and I had an opportunity and I really capitalized on it. It was all me 100%. Like,
exactly.
And awards are a weird, like, self-aggrandizing, but also humble thing. It's such a
weird...
You have
to be humble whenever you're appreciating yourself.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh yeah, thank you all for recognizing my greatness, of which I will attribute none to myself and my own efforts. It's like, is it a balance of like they're giving it to, because obviously you did it, but I don't like awards. Like, they're just strange.
No, I don't either. Yeah, because you're literally like, the whole point of it is to honor you for being great, but then if you actually act like you're great, people are like, what an asshole, he doesn't actually deserve it, does he? So you have to go up there, get this award that says you're great, and you're expected to tell the story of how everyone else got you there and how you had little to do with it, and it was just, oh, it was, you know, basically luck that I'm standing here before you today. If it wasn't for my supporting wife, my family, you know, the will of God getting me here today, my cast, you know, my teammates, all of them, I couldn't have done it without all these guys. And it's like, no, you got the fucking award because you're great. Tell us about you.
That's because awards aren't about the person, it's about other people.
Such a weird take. I feel like maybe I'm out of touch something here, but
you're
like
that one guy.
Well, look, so the idea is you got the award. You know how you know that you've been successful or you've achieved whatever your goal was? Because you got the award. You don't get the award and then be like, yeah, look at this award. All right, I got this. The point is, you didn't do it by yourself. I don't know how you guys live your lives. But like, as much as I have said funny shit that has been funny on the internet, and that is like the main thing I've contributed to our videos we've done and this podcast, like, I totally accept, like, sometimes I can be funny and that is entertaining to people. Do you know why I'm funny? Probably because my dad is really fucking funny and I learned from him about what it means to deliver something, you know, really dry, be really quiet and understated until you drop a hilarious one-liner. Probably because I watched and studied comedians and improv comedians working together and how people listen and take things and turn them into jokes, even stuff that seems unfunny. I didn't just think of all of this stuff by myself in a vacuum. Whatever you did, you learned it from somebody. You didn't invent that shit.
Look at this guy thanking the ones that came before him. What an idiot.
I know.
Over
like,
here.
What? Am I insane?
You're supposed to step on the skulls of the people in your past to get to the top.
Wait till over here, like, I won the award. I did it. I did this. I invented acting, and then I wrote the screenplay, and then I said those words while I filmed me and directed me, and then I edited it, like, who the fuck do you think put you on the movie screen? It wasn't you.
You.
No, it wasn't.
It was you. All, you did it all. You deserve all the credit. Step on the backs of your predecessors and crush their spines on your way to the top.
I think Wade might be a sociopath.
Yeah, might be.
What's running out there.
There's like a stand-up bit about that with I think it's just roads in general. It's like people that think they own the roads, like, who do you think paid for us? We all did. All of us contributed to this water fountain's here because we paid for it. Like people that just like me. I mean, that is the quintessential about that guy.
I would actually watch, like, whenever a sports event, like a football game ends or whatever, I always turn to, I don't care about the post-game interviews and shit, because it's always the same questions and answers. It's always, well, what do you think happened here tonight? Well, God was on our side. My teammates, you know, they made a great catch. Coach called a great game. I would stick around every time if they were just like, well, I threw a pretty fucking good ball in the third quarter, didn't I? I've really threaded the needle there. Like, I would love to watch that. That would be so funny.
They go interview the losers team and they're just like, well, what do you think happened out there? I was like, well, they scored more points than us. Were you watching the game?
No. If that's how the winner's gonna be, the loser has to be like, I wasn't good enough. There was a play
well,
in
I
the
missed
third
a tackle.
Quarter.
I really should have had the guy by the leg. legs. Instead of using an arm tackle in the third, what I did was I just ran him with my shoulder hoping to knock him back, but it turns out I'm a weak piece of shit who couldn't knock over a fucking fly. That would be so much more entertaining. I would love that.
You have a weird perception of this win. I hope you never win an award.
Bob, you continue with what you were saying before. Well, that guy interrupted you.
No, it's I mean, I 100% agree. I think awards in general are pretty stupid. I have zero interest in like the Oscars or the Emmys or music awards. It's essentially the same to me as the Guinness Book of World Records. You know how you win an award? You like have the connections to the right producers who pay the right people who get your movie or your music or whatever submitted. You know how you win a what are they called? The Streamies? The like, you know, internet video awards. They nominate some people themselves, but they send out an email every year that's like, hey, our awards are coming up. Do you want to submit any of your crap you've made to try and win an award and pay us and then pay to come to the thing to see if you've won? It's not like a validation to me of anything. It's just a representation of like, yeah, you have some substantial amount of influence or you paid enough money to get your whatever you want an award for into the right thing. Winning a sporting event, kind of different, also kind of revolves around money, but Wade's perception of everyone being disingenuous in thanking people for when they win or succeed at things, I find that a little scary.
I don't think everyone is. I think some are. I think you're expected to say things, and so people do. Every now and then you get an original speech. Most of the time, it's the same, like, five-liner of, thank God, thanks so-and-so for supporting me and having my back. Thank you to my team. You know, I couldn't have done it without. It's the same lines. I'm saying some people are definitely disingenuous.
Turns out people are pretty similar.
Nah, that can't be it. We're all snowflakes. We're all unique.
Oh, you're right.
We are all somebody else's that one guy.
Well, that's definitely true.
I think I'm a lot more people's that one guy after today. Wouldn't the world be more interesting if people did come up there and they were just like, oh, I kicked ass. I was awesome today, wouldn't I?
You mean if they were somehow more self-centered and egotistical than most people already seem to be?
Well, some of them would be more honest. Not everyone. Some of them are genuinely humble, but some people
I guess honesty would be something. I don't know if I'd call it an improvement.
Yeah, there's that guy that thinks that being brutally honest is the equivalent of being interesting, you know? Or like, I'm better than anyone because I always tell my friends like it is. Hey, you look like shit today, Bob. Hey, Wade, what the fuck happened to your hair?
Whoa.
It's gone. It's genetics.
I'm sorry.
God. Man, I don't like that guy.
I do get that one guy at every stream who their comment is just, Wade, you're bald. Every stream, someone thinks that's like an original comment. There's one person that comes in, that's all they say.
You don't understand. They just had a surgery that gave them vision for the first time in 9 years. And they just, their first instinct was to come to watch your stream because it's what they wanted to see. And they just, they're so flabbergasted.
You don't sound bald.
I swear I hear hairs swishing back and forth as he speaks. Must be his beautiful head of hair.
You have the confidence of a much more healthily haired man. It comes through in your voice.
I used to watch Wade for years and years. I thought really highly of him until I found out he was, well, bald.
Well, bald.
Yep.
Well, I guess looking at the time, it is about that time. Not to be that guy, but I'm going to have to pull this one in and crown a winner. You guys both get some points for talking and saying words, so congrats on the points.
Cool, 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 cool.
Mark, you get X points. Bob, you get Y points.
So you're saying we didn't tie?
Nope, nope, nope. X does not equal Y in this scenario.
Okay.
Give us an equation.
Okay. X greater than or equal to Y. Y, no, because that would imply that X is definitely the winner. Y greater than or equal to...
I'm sorry, do you not know algebra? If you want Mark to win, I can create a simple
equation. Here's your
equation,
Bob. Mark wins.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
How's that equation?
Y equals X minus 1.
Yeah, that's a good equation.
Where 1 is greater than or equal to 1, because maybe it's more than 1.
What?
You heard me.
Hey, that's definitely a true statement, I think.
Where 1 is greater than or equal to 1.
1 is definitely maybe equal to 1 and or more than it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Thanks.
I am clear on what all this means.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you get to host next week's episode, Mark, because you agree with me on speeches.
Thank you.
Give your stupid, disingenuous piece of shit speech then. Thank
Please,
everyone.
Yeah, Mark, give us a victory speech. Yeah. A real one.
I, a man with the confidence of a full head of hair, knows that this was always destined to happen from the very beginning. The godless heathens that surround me on this podcast know nothing of how close I am with my family. They wish they had the power within themselves that I have to gain this glory of this victory. I did all of this, and I will go forward into the future with the knowledge that none of this could have happened had I not won today.
What?
You heard me.
You won before we started, which led to what played in that episode.
Yes.
It was preordained.
Yeah, the entire podcast was going to be canceled if I didn't crown Mark the winner today.
Oh, wow.
Better than preordained. It was postordained.
It was pre-threatened.
Fixed it in pre. It was postordained B.
All right. Well, I guess today's winner is that one guy.
Thank you.
Well, I feel bad that I was never had been having had to stand a chance.
You never did not stand a chance.
It's okay. You're someone else's that one guy, Bob. Thank you to my friends for being here. You can find them, Markiplier_games, according to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Facebook.com/MySkirm. Uh-huh. Usually the U's before the Y, but, you know, do what you want. I'm Lord Space Minion. See you guys next week for, I guess, whatever Mark wants to talk about. Until then.
Podcast out.
I brought it back, though.
Yeah,
I got it.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that.
The callback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really being that guy.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Maybelline New York. Get ready to bring the heat with Maybelline's newest lip plumping gloss, Lifter Plump. Fair warning, though, it's hot. Like, literally. It's formulated with chili peppers to bring a heated sensation and an instant plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Hot Honey, and more. Buy Lifter Plump now on Amazon and use the code 10PLUMP to get 10% off for a limited time. Tap the banner to learn more.